Science Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 40, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Have you caught one, a bad cold, nose all stuffed up, feel achy, miserable? Then hear this. More people have taken more bromoquinine for more complete relief than with any other cold tablet ever sold. You could use aspirin, cough syrups, or nose drops all day long and not get bromoquinine's relief. Because bromoquinine does more. Works to relieve stopped up nose, body aches, fever, irregularity, that blue feeling a cold brings, and the headache too. Yes, more relief, even for virus colds. And the reason? Bromoquinine is the only cold tablet sold with wonder-working quinine combined with five other medicines and health fortified with vitamin C. That's why bromoquinine cold tablets give you more complete relief. Remember,
every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Get the tablets that have relieved more cold discomforts than any other. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
Today, big news at the barber's. Jack Barber, ducking across the hedge from his own house to the Barber family home next door, finds Father Barber coming downstairs from the second floor. It's 5:45 on a wintry evening.
Is Pinky here, Dad?
He was. He's gone out with a man from the FBI.
Pardon?
A Federal Bureau of Investigation. Mr. Roger Leslie came to get him.
What for?
They did not confide in me. Mr. Leslie had been trying to reach Pinky for several days. Yes, yeah, so we turned up here. They went up to Teddy's room, talked for an hour, came down, said goodbye to me, and went out. That's all I know.
Well, that's very intriguing.
Pinky did say he would explain when he comes home.
Well, in that case, I'll go up and see Paul.
His typewriter has been rattling at top speed all afternoon. I was up there a moment ago.
Oh, well.
It's 5:00. Can't keep it up forever. Come in. I'll show you my telegram from Hazel. Oh, very cryptic. It's from Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh, plane is on schedule, huh?
Message was sent at 1:00, just before they started by car for Sun Valley. Here it is. Dan excited about merger prospects, but says I'll find out what it's like to be a corporation wife. The Duckworths also met the plane. Love, Hazel.
What's so cryptic about that?
What's the meaning of this? She'll learn what it's like to be a corporation wife.
Well, that's simple. She'll have to get along with Mrs. Duckworth for business reasons.
But the woman drinks.
Uh-huh.
Hazel won't want to sit around in cocktail lounges for business reasons.
Well, there's the point. These days, the home and the office are pretty well blended. Any corporation wife has to learn to dance on eggs.
In my day, we never mix the social and business life of our executives. I don't see that anything is to be gained.
Times have changed.
Well, in the first place, a man is entitled to privacy if he wants it. I never felt when I hired a man, I had also hired his family. A woman has enough to do if she properly runs her home.
Past tense, had.
Eh?
The girls have a little more time now, Dad.
That doesn't mean that a wife's time belongs to a husband's corporation.
Well, I wonder if you'd say that if you were still on the other side of the desk.
Eh?
Even in my office, we like to know what a man's wife is like before we bring him along into partnership. It's not that we feel we own him body and soul, but, well, it makes a difference. We want to know if she's presentable. This is a business country, and social and business life is mixed up nowadays. Tax-wise, we write each other off.
Listen, somebody's calling. Was it Pinky? Hello, did somebody call? We're in here. Pinky?
Grandfather, where can I reach? Oh, hi, Uncle Jack.
Oh, come on in, eh?
Yes, yes. Good evening, Lieutenant.
When I've got the suit on, he gives me the works.
What did you start to say?
Where can I reach Mom? Do you know? Where is she staying?
Wherever people stay, at Sun Valley. Are there several places?
Probably the Sun Valley Lodge.
Here, long distance. Your mother sent us a wire at 1:00. Here it is. Jack and I were just discussing it.
Well, this is Twin Falls, Idaho.
That's where the plane lands.
Oh, I see.
It's the nearest point. They drive from this.
Don't go, Uncle Jack. I've got some news. Hello? A long distance? A person-to-person call to Mrs. Daniel Murray at Sun Valley, Idaho. Probably at the lodge. Yes, I'll hold on, and unless it takes too long. Seacliff 43373. Thank you. Oh, Hank Murray. When the bill comes in, this call is on me, remember.
Well, what's your news, Hank?
Well, Greta's left her grandmother's house, and we're announcing our engagement right now.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, with the grandmother's approval?
No, sir, without.
Oh.
And Greta's got to have some place to live until we get married.
Well, she can move in here.
Oh, I don't think that'd work exactly, but Mom's got 8 bedrooms. I'm sure she'll be glad to.
Nonsense. It's cold at Hazel's. We'll want her here.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Hello, this is Madeline Carroll. I don't have to tell you how damaging water and cold weather are to your hands. You know. But do you know about Touché? New Touché, now with silicone, is a lotion for women who can't keep their hands out of water. Touché protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough red hands. Your life today, Touché.
More families, far more families, depend on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax is the preferred laxative for one important reason. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. You take pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax at bedtime. It won't disturb your sleep. And the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. No wonder pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax is used by more families than any other laxative. Remember, when you or any member of your family needs a laxative, take X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. It's an hour later. Miss Greta Stephenson sits firmly on the davenport in the library with Hank beside her as she firmly addresses the elder barbers.
You are both very kind, but for many reasons, it will be best if I stay at Mrs. Murray's house.
Well, whatever you say, my dear.
Hank, are they going to call back?
Mom's to call the operator. I thought I heard a room clerk say they were out sleigh riding.
It doesn't matter if you get her tonight. I'll go over with you, Greta. We'll take an electric heater and find some way to make you comfortable.
That is very kind. Hank, did you tell them about Grandma Stephenson?
I thought I'd let you do that, Greta.
I told Hank we must be forthright, so I hope this will not hurt your feelings. My grandmother's a strong woman. She's a wonderful woman also, but she generalizes. And she does not like anybody connected with the Barber family. All because of Pinky.
She only saw one side of Pinky.
Well, anyway, she kept saying if Hank was Pinky's twin brother, I could expect the same last-minute disaster. You see, she's never really known Hank at all. And today I told her we were going to announce our engagement on the 24th of March, the minute the time limit was up on my promise. And she said I was relieved of my promise and could announce my engagement and move out now.
Oh, my dear.
I love Grandma Stephenson very much, and she loves me. But I realize now she would never approve of Hank because he is not Norwegian, and so we had to face the issue.
Huh?
She's very snobbish, Father Barber. She only likes Norwegians.
Intolerant.
Yes, she really is. Of course, she wasn't quite that intolerant before she met Pinky, but... Well, it's a situation, and when you're thrown out of somebody's house, there's nothing to do but go.
Luckily, you had a place to come to.
2 places. 3, really. We could get married by Monday, and I'll get us quarters at Letterman.
Yeah, but in the meantime, she must be comfortable. It's frigid at Hazel's.
Oh, I do not mind cold. I'm used to it.
Even the Finnish housekeeper says she freezes at night. I saw her this morning. Finland, she said, was never colder than Hazel's house. It's the heating plant, you know, Greta. It doesn't work. And Daniel didn't check into it thoroughly. Wanted a big house and bought it willy-nilly.
Greta isn't interested in such details, Henry. Come along with me, my dear. We have important things to discuss.
Thank you. I would like to make plans. I hate to intrude this way, but it's...
Hank, why don't you arrange for your license, medical examination, all that, and I will call Dr. MacArthur. Let's have a wedding. There's been lots of discussion. Let's have an end to it with a ceremony.
Well, I'm for it, but Greta's got her heart set on a garden wedding.
I see. Like the one she missed out on?
No, better. This one is going through.
More of the barbers in just a moment. When you think of the good old days, do you long for a hot breakfast of delicious old-style oatmeal? Well, all you have to do is get a package of old-fashioned Quaker Oats or old-fashioned Mother's Oats, the same fine old-style oatmeal. Every spoonful of old-fashioned Quaker Oats has the nut-like flavor you love, the wonderful nourishing goodness that makes you feel well-fed all morning long. For a real stick-to-the-ribs oatmeal breakfast with the flavor you long for, get old-fashioned Quaker Oats or old-fashioned Mother's Oats right away.
Have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Campbell's, of course. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
What's for lunch? How about big steaming bowls full of Campbell's tempting beef noodle soup? Satisfying pieces of fine lean beef. Golden egg noodles in hearty broth. So nourishing good. And it takes you only minutes to prepare. Campbell's beef noodle soup. Jack, coming downstairs a few minutes later, finds Father Barber standing with his back to the fireplace, rocking from heel to toe.
Well, going home now.
Yeah, go if you like, but there's lots of news here.
Oh, did Hank get hold of his mother?
Oh, that's the least of it. Hazel is delighted, and she and Daniel will come home to keep house for Greta as soon as Mr. Duckworth will permit them to leave.
Oh?
Mr. Duckworth is now giving the orders, as well he might. Daniel has been appointed general manager of the Duckworth stores at $50,000
a year. Well, that is news.
Yeah. They plan to tell us later, but hearing us on the telephone, they couldn't resist. Yes. Very exciting afternoon. Mickey telephoned also. He won't be home till morning.
Oh, not in jail, I hope.
Well, he didn't say it was a jail, but there was a hollow sound at the other end. Don't go. One other item. Hank and Greta have decided on a garden wedding on June 27th, a Friday afternoon at 4 p.m.
Oh, good. May I tell Betty and the girls?
Yeah, indeed. They could even tell Emily Stewart. It's official. And here is a real novelty. I was the first to know.
Oh.
Yes. Very lively afternoon.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 41, Book 129, The Corporation Wife, Frank Martin speaking.